This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a network TV drama tries to capture post-Katrina New Orleans. First, though, the choice of Judge Mukasey for Attorney General. It's being widely regarded as a pragmatic choice for the Bush administration. He is a nominee that Senate Democrats can't accept. And that is a change of approach for this White House. Joining me now for some analysis of this choice, as well as for some other political news, NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, who's here every Monday. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Now, Judge Mukasey's name was first floated by the White House last week, and right away, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer signaled that he'd support Mukasey's nomination. So this is obviously a change of approach for this White House.
Yes, Chuck Schumer had even thrown the name out himself earlier this year, saying, now here's a guy who would be conservative as the day is long, but still independent from the executive power of the president's White House per se. He would know the difference between serving in the cabinet and absolutely serving the president's whim. So that's a big change, because here you have a suggestion coming from the Democrats of somebody they could accept who is still a conservative, still a good Republican, and you have the White House picking up on that. Now, some people might say that that's a sign of weakness on the part of the White House. A lot of conservative activists, principled idealists, don't think the White House should be compromising with Congress. But this isn't the strongest ground for a fight. They should probably save their confrontation with the Congress to some ground like, say, spending bills.
Mm. And Iraq, spending for Iraq. Well, Judge Mukasey has ties to Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani. He's one of his legal advisors, and actually he used to work for Giuliani a long time ago. So is this a boost for Giuliani's campaign?
Sure. Every time you get Rudy Giuliani mentioned in connection with something that has to do with protecting America from terrorists, and of course, as a judge, Judge Mukasey was the presiding judge in the case that had to do with the first World Trade Center bombings back in 1993. So that gets that back out front, and it's a good thing for Giuliani to be associated with somebody who is seen as a figure of strength. But you know, there was something even more subtle about this in the presentation this morning. When you heard the president's Texas accent, followed then by the judge's distinct New York accent, you have the perfect segue that Rudy Giuliani is trying to bring off. He wants to move the image of toughness and strength from the Bush style, the Texas style, into his own New York style. And in a sense, we saw that played out this morning.
Okay, speaking of New York, let's stay with New York. The Democratic senator from New York, Hillary Clinton, she also running for president, unveiling another health care reform plan. And we all remember Hillary Care from 13 years ago. How is it different?
Well, Hillary Care 2.0, which it will, of course, not be called by the Clinton campaign, has a different emphasis because it is not built around the managed care concept of 13 years ago. That was so famous. It was this special invention, although it wasn't absolutely new, of the task force that the White House put together around Hillary Clinton. It was a very secretive process, and then it came up with this very special new box that it was going to solve all the problems. That never sold, and it was too complicated. People didn't understand it. It was easily caricatured with these monstrous charts and so forth. Now they want to put the stress on keeping it simple, keeping costs down, giving consumers choice, and here's the key new phrase, an individual mandate to have health insurance. Everybody in the country would have to have individual health insurance, and there would be federal subsidies in the form of tax credits to make that more affordable for middle and lower income people.
You know, Ron, this sounds very familiar. Especially here in California.
Yes, because it is quite similar, although I'm certainly not going to say it's the same thing as what Governor Schwarzenegger has been pushing. It has points of similarity with what Governor Mitt Romney, another presidential candidate on the Republican side, was doing in Massachusetts. And it also has similarities to what Hillary Clinton's rival John Edwards has proposed that also has an individual mandate in it.
Okay, finally today, another candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, Alan Keyes. Another
yes.
Familiar name.
Indeed. Alan Keyes ran for president in 96 and 2000 as a Republican, and he then ran for the Senate against Barack Obama in Illinois in 2004 and set something of a record for losing by the hugest margin. It was over 40 percentage points to Barack Obama. But what Alan Keyes brings to this race is a siege gun. Alan Keyes speaks like no one else and like no one else in this campaign. And the Republicans are going to suddenly get a major shock of social conservatism sold with a kind of persuasiveness that they haven't heard up till now.
Okay, and we'll all look forward to that. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor, thanks again.
Thank you, Madeline.